Well, last week I blew a sales call. No other competitor got there first and underbid me or took the business away from me. The only reason I lost this opportunity was because I didn't do my job right. A month ago, I got a call from a local company that manufactures a variety of surgical and medical tools. They identified how they had heard of me and my work and that I came highly recommended. They also asked if I would agree to come out for a sales call to meet with their executive team to discuss their needs and to better understand how I might help. Before my first call, I even arranged a research conversation so I could better understand their business and what they were wanting to improve within their sales team. This telephone briefing call with two members of their team went really well, and I learned a lot about their unique business and competitive challenges. I also was able to identify that what they said they wanted was a perfect fit to what I do and the results I can consistently generate for this type of sales team. I went into my meeting with their entire leadership team a few weeks later, excited for this new opportunity and confident in my ability to solve their identified selling challenges and to be able to improve their selling effectiveness and results. With so many executives in the room, I jumped right into outlining what I thought they needed to do to improve their sales organization and how my training ideas could help improve both the effectiveness and success of their selling and sales coaching efforts. I left our one-hour meeting confident I had dazzled them with my understanding of their sales challenges and my ability to generate long-term changes and improvements within their sales organization. But then I got the call. If you've been selling for a number of years, you understand what I mean when I say, I got the call. As I talked with my main contact at this account, I was shocked to hear her explain how they decided I wasn't a fit to what they were looking for, and she was just calling to thank me for my time. When I asked for any further explanation, she told me, well, to be straight with you, our executives just weren't impressed. They were surprised and turned off with how you came in and without asking any questions, jumped right into your presentation of how you could help improve our organization. Every once in a while, it seems we all have to make such a simple and significant mistake that we're reminded of what we're supposed to be doing as sales professionals on every call. As she explained their team's discomfort, I realized I had made two simple yet profound errors that cost me a new customer and a really nice business opportunity with a great company. My first mistake is I forgot about the rule in selling that reality means nothing. All that matters is our customers' perceptions of reality. It doesn't matter that I did understand their business and current selling challenges and knew exactly how to improve their sales organization. The only thing that mattered to this executive team was their perception that since I didn't start off our call asking a lot of questions, I couldn't really understand their unique business and current challenges. It doesn't matter that my ideas were right on for what they needed. They never heard my ideas because they were too busy waiting for me to prove I was identifying and understanding their unique needs and challenges. Ever make this same mistake of taking your customers' perceptions that they're unique for granted? Because I didn't ask a lot of questions to start our call and did little to prove to them I understood their unique business and challenges, nothing I said mattered or was relevant. General family physicians have a similar problem. Imagine being a family doctor this time of year when over 75% of your patients are there because they have the flu. They all have the same hacking cough, mild fever, congestion, and overall achy feeling. But how would you feel about your family doctor if they started offering their solutions to cure you without first taking the time to personally examine you in detail? In family medicine, just like in selling, reality means nothing. All that matters are our customers' perceptions of reality. What can you do, especially if you're a senior, experienced sales pro, to make sure you ask enough questions and do enough upfront research and discovery so your customers perceive you really do understand their unique needs and expectations? But not dealing with my customers' perceptions of reality was only one of the mistakes I made. The other equally offensive error I made on this call was, I did all the talking. My first mistake is I forgot in selling and in buying that reality means nothing. All that matters is our customers' perceptions of reality. But my second mistake was just as significant. Even though I teach these ideas to others, I still did all the talking on this call. Since the 1940s, sales coaches and trainers have been telling us that we're born with one mouth and two ears and will always be most effective in our selling efforts when we apply their use appropriately. I went into the call thinking I could present my ideas and recommendations and could save them time by not revisiting all the detailed challenges they're concerned about and keep bringing up. But by not asking any questions and doing the majority of the talking, I never really gave them any time to re-explain how unique their challenges really are. So all that was left for them was to assume I was only offering canned solutions that are proposed to anyone and that I really couldn't understand their unique business model. Because after all, they're unique. So what about you? Are you asking enough questions on your sales calls? And are you getting the customer to do more talking than listening? Sometimes it takes the simple challenges and mistakes to remind us of the critical importance of both affirming and confirming our customers' expectations from us, our company, and our products or services. We need to affirm our customers' perceptions of their uniqueness, even when we see them wrestling with the same problems all of our other customers are facing. We also need to affirm our customers' ability to accurately and effectively explain to us exactly what their problems really are, even if we've heard it all before. And we also need to confirm our customers' expectations by not just giving them a set of products and/or services that will help improve their businesses and profitability, but by taking them through the questioning and explanation process that will convince them we're not only evaluating and listening to their needs, but now because of our extra efforts and skills of listening and evaluation, now truly understand what they really want and need. Even though these are old and simple lessons, we all sometimes, no matter what our experience levels and seniority, need to step back and learn from our selling mistakes to evaluate and consistently refine and improve all of our selling skills, even the most simple and basic ones, like managing our customers' perceptions of our understanding of their business and our ability to ask questions and listen more than we ever talk. It took me losing a very large selling opportunity to be reminded of these very basic yet critical skills of selling. I hope you can be reminded through my experiences and become more aware of their importance without it also costing you a significant block of business. We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and aware enough that you can continue to maintain and continually improve all of your selling skills, both basic and advanced, that are all so critical to your success in selling today? Thanks for listening.